If you look at the speed of tech adoption, especially in the last, what, 2 years, it's not a curve anymore. It's a vertical line.
It's an explosion.
Yeah.
And businesses are deep in it. We're seeing AI get embedded absolutely everywhere.
The numbers we have for this deep dive are just staggering. In 2025, nearly 9 out of 10 organizations, that's 88%, were using AI in at least one business function.
And 79% were specifically using generative AI. That speed is. It's the critical factor here because it means the security threat is moving just as fast.
Yeah.
Maybe faster.
Which brings us to our topic today, shadow AI. We're talking about all those unapproved tools, the public chatbots, the consumer coding assistants, everything operating completely outside the view of IT and security.
And the sources are, well, they're unequivocal. This is shaping up to be one of the biggest data security threats of 2026.
So our mission today is to cut through the noise. We need to figure out why. If you're getting ready for a data governance review, or you just need to understand this new risk landscape, we're here to extract the essential policies and the technical controls you need to be thinking about right now.
Immediately, because this isn't theoretical. Employees are already sharing sensitive company data with these services.
Once that data is out,
Yeah.
it's just gone, exposed, retained, exfiltrated, with zero oversight.
That lack of governance is the absolute core of the problem.
Okay, so let's unpack this. We've all been dealing with the headaches of shadow IT for years, right? Unsanctioned Dropbox accounts, random sauce
Oh,
subscriptions.
yeah, the bane of every CISO's existence.
But we mostly understood that as, a storage problem. So how is shadow AI so different? Why is it a far, far greater risk?
The distinction is, well, it's fundamental and it's all about activity.
Activity.
Yeah, traditional shadow IT, like you said, was about storage. A file sitting somewhere it shouldn't be, it was passive.
A static locker,
Right,
basically.
exactly. Shadow AI, though, is an active, a destructive participant. It doesn't just store your data, it actively processes it, stores it, and generates new things from it, all using your sensitive business information as the input.
So it's an external system that is dynamically working on and learning from our proprietary info.
Precisely. And the other key point the sources highlight is how frictionless it is. To move a ton of data with old shadow IT, you might need to, upload a bunch of folders. It took some effort. With shadow AI, it's a simple copy and paste, a single action. And suddenly, your proprietary source code, your customer list, internal credentials, they're all dropped directly into a system you don't own and you absolutely do not control.
The barrier to exfiltration is practically zero.
And here's the kicker. These interactions are incredibly difficult to monitor. To a security team, it just looks like normal web traffic, so it rarely leaves a clear audit trail.
Which is terrifying when you consider the sheer scale of the behavior. The stats on usage are huge, but the security awareness, it's frighteningly low.
I found those numbers alarming. The research showed that 71% of UK employees have used unapproved consumer AI tools at work.
71%, that's not a niche problem. That's just how people are working now.
It is, and more than half of them, 51%, are doing this every single week.
Wow.
But here's the part that really got me. When they were asked about it, only 32% said they were worried about the privacy of the company or customer data they were putting in.
So wait, two-thirds of the people doing this don't even see it as a risk?
They see it as a productivity tool. They're
Yeah.
just trying to get their job done faster. They're solving an immediate business problem, but they're creating a long-term security disaster.
And these aren't trivial tasks either. The use cases show it's deep in their core workflows. Almost half are drafting workplace communications. 40% are building reports and presentations.
And 22%, get this, are handling finance-related tasks with these consumer tools. They're processing high-value data without even thinking about the consequences.
That combination of high-value use and low awareness, it's a perfect storm for data leakage.
Absolutely, because those consumer tools operate under data policies that are the complete opposite of what any enterprise requires for security.
Okay, and this is where it gets really interesting for anyone in security. It's not just about someone pasting a paragraph. Unapproved AI creates multiple, completely new ways for data to leave an organization undetected.
Right, and they bypass traditional security controls. Let's dig into the four main pathways the sources identified.
Let's do it.
The first one is the most obvious, the one we've touched on. Prompt-based data leakage. An employee pastes credentials, customer records, source code, whatever, directly into the prompt.
And the data is just gone.
It's gone. But the risk is even bigger than that. Once you submit it, that data might be logged, it might be retained, or worst of all, it could be incorporated into the provider's model training sets.
Meaning my proprietary code could resurface in an answer for someone else, maybe even a competitor.
It's a real possibility. So the prompt isn't just a query. It's a potentially permanent injection of your data into a system that's learning from it.
Okay, so what's the second pathway? Because that one sounds more insidious.
The second is all about volume. It's file uploads and automated indexing. Many of these platforms let you upload documents or even connect directly to your cloud storage to give the AI context.
Which lets a user transfer huge amounts of data in one shot.
Exactly. No more copying and pasting hundreds of times.
Yeah.
But there's a silent threat in this category too. AI browser extensions.
Uh-oh.
An employee installs one for convenience. It might be silently scraping or indexing data from your internal apps, your CRM, your HR system, without them even realizing it. They aren't even hitting paste. The extension is just reading the screen and sending data home.
That feels like the ultimate blind spot. Okay, what about the third pathway? How does this traffic actually move on the network?
And that's the core technical challenge. Pathway three is the evasion of endpoint controls.
Because it's all just web traffic.
It's all just standard HTTPS traffic. To a legacy security tool, an employee sending secrets to a chatbot looks identical to them checking the news or logging into Salesforce. Your old controls, they just lack the application level visibility to understand the content of that AI interaction.
So the security team sees encrypted traffic to a browser, not, hey, our entire Q3 product roadmap just left the building. That's a massive gap.
A huge gap. Which leads to the fourth and maybe the most strategically dangerous pathway.
Which is?
AI-assisted aggregation and inference. A generative AI is uniquely good at synthesizing information from lots of different sources.
Okay, give me an example.
Imagine an employee feeds it, say, 50 different low-risk documents. A sales memo here, a budget draft there, a design sketch, a competitor summary.
Individually, none of them are critical.
Right. But the AI combines all those fragments. And the output is a single high-value document, like the full unreleased strategic plan for the next year. It took dozens of low-risk puzzle pieces and assembled the entire highly sensitive picture.
That is a brilliant and terrifying way to put it.
And that single exfiltrated summary now contains the combined value of all those other documents. The data's sensitivity has just been massively amplified.
And this is why our traditional security, like legacy DLP, is failing. It's looking for known patterns, predefined rules. It just can't understand the intent of a natural language conversation.
The interface is too dynamic, the content too unstructured. These tools were designed for a different era of IT.
So let's move from the how to the so what. What does this actually mean for an organization when this goes wrong? What are the tangible consequences?
We can break it down into four severe impacts, and these are happening today. First and most immediate is compliance failures.
Right.
When regulated data HIPAA, GDPR, you name it, gets shared with an unapproved AI, you are in violation of regulatory mandates. That leads to audits, massive fines, legal action.
And for any company built on innovation, the second one is a nightmare. Loss of intellectual property.
It's the ultimate unrecoverable loss. Your source code, your product designs, your strategic plans. Once they're out on these platforms, they're impossible to get back. You've lost control forever.
Then there's the one that's hardest to put a number on, which is reputational damage. The cost of restoring trust.
Exactly. Even one accidental disclosure of sensitive customer data or a future product roadmap can undermine customer trust for years.
And finally, the cleanup, the increased remediation costs.
Which are huge. Investigating an AI-related leak is far more complex than a typical malware breach. The cost of just figuring out what left, let alone managing the regulatory fallout, is astronomical.
All of which brings us to that Gartner research. It really serves as a call to action here.
It does. They forecast that more than 40% of enterprises will have a shadow AI-related data breach by 2030.
40%. We have to act now. So the question becomes, how do you reduce the risk without just blocking innovation? Because telling everyone no AI is not going to work.
It'll just drive the behavior further into the shadows. You make the problem worse.
So we need a coordinated strategy. Part policy and behavior, part technical controls. Let's start with the people side. What are the key steps there?
The foundation has to be cultural. You need clear, acceptable use policies for AI. Define which tools are approved, how to use them, and crucially, what types of data are strictly prohibited from any external Gen AI service.
And you have to make sure people actually understand it, which goes back to that low awareness number.
Absolutely. Employee education and awareness is paramount. People need to understand fundamentally that an AI interaction is a data sharing event. The training has to be real world, not abstract. Show them what happens with a prompt, a file upload, an extension.
And security can't do this alone.
No way. It requires shared accountability. Legal, compliance, HR, security. Yeah. Everyone has to be aligned. But maybe the most critical step is enablement of approved AI tools.
Give them a safe alternative.
Yes. If you provide a secure, enterprise-approved tool that's easy to use and does the job, people will use it. You remove the incentive to go rogue.
Okay, let's switch to the technical side. If legacy DLP is failing, what do the new solutions need to look like?
They have to be far more dynamic. The first requirement is real-time data exfiltration prevention. The control has to detect and block the sensitive data as it happens. A post-event alert is useless. The data is already gone.
So it has to be at the point of the breach, at the user's machine.
Which brings us to number two, endpoint level visibility and control. Protection has to start at the endpoint, where the data is accessed and the prompt is created.
And it can't just be based on fixed rules, because these workflows are too unique.
That's the third and most advanced control, behavior-based detection. The solution has to baseline normal user behavior and then spot the anomalies. Like a user suddenly accessing five different project files and then immediately connecting to a GenAI service. That's not normal.
And finally, since this all happens in a browser, the solution can't be tied to old channels like email.
Exactly. You need protection beyond known channels. Mm-hmm. The controls have to operate independently of the application or protocol. It has to monitor the data movement itself, not just the container it's in.
This is a huge amount to take in, but the takeaway is clear. Shadow AI is not just more shadow IT. It's a whole new category of risk.
A complete reset of strategy is needed. The goal is enabling innovation safely. You have to combine that user awareness with real-time, behavior-driven protection.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, then shadow AI is. It's really the defining data protection challenge for the next decade.
I believe it is. The goal is to funnel all that employee enthusiasm for AI towards secure, sanctioned platforms that you control.
And that really gets to the core tension in all of this, doesn't it? The security controls have to be smart enough to allow legitimate AI work to continue while blocking the sensitive stuff. But given the complexity of natural language, the question that leaves me with is, how far can these behavior-based controls advance before they make a mistake, before they flag a totally innocent, legitimate query as a high-value data leak and block it? That line between safe innovation and dangerous exfiltration feels like it's getting thinner every single day.